Those presidential debates may have been dismal affairs, but one of them is going to be president next year. A new administration is going to have to hit the ground running if it wants to accomplish anything. But new administrations often bog down early. Why? And how can they hope to avoid it? For some insight, we turn to Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. And Bob, this does seem to be an ongoing issue. Is great expectations, maybe a lot of activity, but not any real traction early on.
Well, I think the problem is that presidents say they're going to hit the ground running, but what they mean by that, the sort of literal translation of that, is that they're going to implement the new policies associated with their campaign promises. So they focus their attention and the attention of the political appointees on enacting campaign promises, that is, creating new public policy. But much of the government, like the IRS, Social Security, Veterans Administration, are involved with public policy implementation. It doesn't matter to those agencies who is the president. They have a job to do, and they try to do it. But a new president who ignores the public policy implementation agencies runs the risk, when they fall off the tracks, that the other party will say, well, we're not going to honor your request for new policy because you can't properly administer your existing responsibilities. So I think that the failure to effectively lead and manage those agencies primarily concerned with public policy implementation creates a real risk that the new policies that a president wants to implement will never get passed by Congress.
So the implication there is that you need to have those deputy secretaries and some of the second level patronage jobs, though, in place pretty soon, because that's where it gets carried out, whatever new policy you might have.
Exactly. They're the ones who should be responsible, but often they too are involved with public policy creation and ignore the ongoing daily responsibilities of this kind of an agency. So that, you know, that's what happened with FEMA, and the result was Katrina.
Yeah, well, that's about as bad as it can get. And I guess to some degree, maybe the Affordable Care Act was a huge policy battle, a huge legislative battle, and nobody thought about implementation.
That's exactly correct. Those who create policy think that the end has arrived when the statute is signed, but of course, that's only the beginning of the implementation phase, which can and often does fail. So a president can't just be responsible for public policy creation. The president has to be responsible as well for public policy implementation.
I wonder if a lot of this is driven by memories, now ancestral memories, really, or historical memories, of the Roosevelt administration, which came in a crisis and launched a flurry of these new agencies, new policies. Ultimately, not a lot of it really stuck, but eventually some did, Social Security and so forth. Are we still maybe affected by that model of how things should work?
Well, maybe so. Maybe so. But, I mean, just think of yourself, Tom, if you're running for president and you spend 2 years running for president, doing campaign appearance after campaign appearance, making promise after promise, putting your promises up on your website. Then you then select people to be in your cabinet and at the deputy level, and you're thinking primarily about, well, are these people going to be able to translate these promises into action or not? And historically, very, very little emphasis has been on hiring people who can effectively lead organizations. They can create, but they can't lead.
We're speaking with Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. So what's your advice for overcoming that shortcoming?
Two things. One, remember that you are the chief executive officer of the executive branch of government, which means you're responsible not only for public policy creation, but the effective and efficient administration of current public policy. That's number one. And number two, when you select political appointees, select them not only for their ability and background and experience with public policy, but also with their experience and background and ability to administer.
It seems like governors and people that have had administrative experience at the state level could be good candidates for those types of jobs.
Exactly. Those are, you know, the governors are people who do both of those, who assume both of those responsibilities and have a record that can be examined. I couldn't agree more, Tom.
And what about having a well-developed management agenda? I think both the Obama administration and prior to that, the George W. Bush administration, they did come in with pretty extensive agendas for managing the day-to-day operations of the government in IT and areas like that. But yet we're still kind of struggling with the same issues 16 years later.
Well, I agree. Both had management agendas and that were much ballyhooed, but it's the day-to-day focus on those management agendas that determine whether or not they get implemented. And I think that both the Bush administration and the Obama administration did not have a consistent effort to implement those management agendas. I mean, you know, a president's pretty busy person, vice president's pretty busy person, and although they pledged, particularly Obama pledged, for example, that he was going to meet quarterly with his cabinet secretaries to talk about public policy implementation, that was soon abandoned. I think that that kind of a focus and that kind of attention by a new president would make a significant difference.
Bob Tobias is professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. Good advice. Let's see if they take it. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.